Hello, it's Kirsty here from the communications team at the Crucible in Sheffield. I'm here with a lady, she's 88, and she's got some memories of the Crucible. So you were here on the opening night for fanfare.
That's right, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Is there anything you can remember?
Not a lot, no, it is going back a while.
Yeah. But there was lots of nice lights and things that you can remember from the opening.
Yes, particularly quite a few months afterwards. We came out to spotlights and floodlights and whatnot, and Richard Strauss's music also struck Zarathustra. Yeah, I remember that quite well.
Yeah. And so you've seen quite a lot of productions over the years.
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
And Wizard of Oz stands
yes. Yeah. Because my sister-in-law brought my nephew, as they do, they say, when the ghost or whatever comes on, let me know. And, of course, it was the witch in this case. And she came on and all the kids were screaming out, and so were we. And one little lad, when the hubbub died down, one little lad stood up and called, "Beware!" His deep voice was so funny. And then a bit later, "And stop kicking the cat."
Oh, because people will remember those
that's
kind of shows,
right,
and the pantomimes
like
and things,
yeah,
don't they?
Right, yeah.
And you were saying that you came to see Brassed Off, which was very popular.
Yes, it was, yeah. I remember queuing up the stairs, all round past the bar and right the way round, and just managed to get tickets. It was a sellout. But that was the offer. £1 at dress rehearsal, public dress rehearsal.
Yeah,
that's it.
You've been to see quite a few of those.
That's right. Oh, yes. Yeah, quite a lot.
Yeah.
But again, I was appalled when they started that pay what you like thing, and people were just chucking a penny and twopences onto tickets, which is dreadful, really.
Yeah.
No wonder it didn't last long.
And you can remember James Bolan?
Yes, I remember him walking down the centre aisle. Yeah, I think it was about football that production. Yeah. That was very early days.
And there was a few grumbles about the thrust stage back then, was there?
Yes, it was so new, wasn't it? We hadn't had anything like that in the north, particularly. And people said, "Oh, I miss the curtains opening and closing," you know.
Yeah.
I feel as if you wouldn't know when it had started or finished, yeah.
Yeah.
On the other hand, two ladies came in late one night, came down the centre aisle, and by then it was time for the performance to start. The lights were dimming. They struggled down and onto their two seats on the front row. And, of course, the lights were practically out by then. And the first one fell. The second one fell on top of her. There were four legs just waving about in the air with the long knickers. It was really funny.
And people thought it was the start of the show.
That's right. Of course, people round about thought, "Oh, this is how they start, you know, no curtains and everything." And they all started clapping and applauding.
Oh, that must have been really funny. Yeah. And you used to bring coaches.
Yes, quite a lot. We used to book a 50-seat coach. And at that time, it must have been early 70s, I can't remember really, that the Arts Council paid half of your costs if you produced your theatre ticket, train or bus or whatever ticket, and applied to them, sent them all off. And we got half of the expenses back again. But it had to be a cultural show. They did vet what you were going to see, sort of thing, obviously. Opera, ballet, theatre, museums, art galleries and so on.
Yeah.
Lovely thing, and it lasted quite a while. We saved pounds.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And being Yorkshire, wow, wonderful.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking
to
us.
I hope it's been interesting.
It has. Thank you very much.
Okay.